Egal, ob Sie gerade erst beginnen oder Ihr Sicherheitsprogramm erweitern, herausragende Sicherheitspraktiken zu demonstrieren und Vertrauen aufzubauen, ist wichtiger denn je. Vanta automatisiert die Einhaltung von ISO 27001, SOC 2 und mehr, spart Ihnen Zeit und Geld und hilft Ihnen, das Vertrauen Ihrer Kunden zu stärken. Darüber hinaus können Sie Sicherheitsüberprüfungen vereinfachen, indem Sie Fragebögen automatisieren und die Sicherheit Ihrer IT-Infrastruktur mit einem kundenorientierten Trust Center demonstrieren. Über 9000 globale Unternehmen wie Atlassian, Flow Health und Koora nutzen Vanta bereits, um Risiken zu managen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Erhalten Sie ein spezielles Angebot von $1000 Rabatt unter vanta.com/horen.
Hello. Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast Channel with me, your host, Martin Hewlett. Next week, all of our shows are positive affirmations. Sort of when you wake up in the morning, set the day off in the right mindset. I hope you like these ones. They were requested. Also, to let you know, these shows are now on Amazon Music. So you can go, Alexa, play the Calming Anxiety Podcast, and voila, that's us. So try us out there. That would be fab. Though we're still on all your favourite places. Most people, 80% of you, listen Spotify, but there's obviously Apple Podcasts, there's my website, you can listen direct at calminganxiety.net. Whatever you choose, it doesn't matter. And for those of you who really do like the show, but the adverts spoil it, please don't forget, we have our new membership page. All of our podcasts, totally advert-free, and much longer sessions as well. This weekend, we're uploading a 3-hour insomnia session to help you get to sleep and stay asleep. The link for the membership page are always on the show notes, or you can find the links at www.calminganxiety.net. It is a chargeable thing, but it's only $5 US a month. That's about £4 or around 4 years. It's in that ballpark. It's the price of a large coffee a month to get all that content without any adverts. Plus, being totally frank about it, it helps support me do even more shows and not have to spend time doing overtime to keep myself alive at work. Thank you. Big, big thanks. If you have any suggestions for shows, please email. I do have quite a long list now, but the email address is calminganxiety@martinhewlett.co.uk. And I endeavour to reply to every single one of them personally. Other than that, have a fab rest of the weekend, and I hope you like the shows that you'll listen to next week. If you are new, please do hit that subscribe button, and just when you listen, make sure no one disturbs you. You honour that time for yourself. One last big mention. I'm going to get on board the bandwagon of merchandise, and we'll have a selection of t-shirts out. I don't suppose they're actually going to be massive. Well, not in size anyway. But everyone says, hey, you've got to do it. So they will be on the website soon. Calm crew. Hey, if you've got any ideas, let me know, because marketing isn't my thing. Chilling is my thing. And having a two-way chat about staying calm. If you're going through a good phase at the moment, keep on it. If you're going through a really bad phase, don't give up. I had one a few weeks ago. We always will. It doesn't mean you haven't succeeded. Remember how infinitely unique our minds are. And don't begrudge the way yours is being created, but live with it. Feel the positive moments. Be mindful of those moments when you feel a little bit more positive than earlier on that day or week. But never give up. Never stop working. It is hard. It's like people who go to the gym. You know, they don't just look fit and healthy by chance. And I know some of us put on weight easier than others, even though other people say, no, you don't. Well, people like you and me have to work a little bit harder on our minds than other people. It doesn't make us less worthy of being kind to ourselves. It's just the way we are. So do work on your happiness and balance every day, and do it until it becomes a habit. Make those small changes every morning. Just maybe set your alarm if you have to, 2 minutes early, and for those 2 minutes, be mindful. Think about positive things. Breathe. Think about your breathing. And think about making changes and imagine your life in a year's time being so much more positive and fulfilling than it may be now. Just do that as an exercise this week until it becomes instinctive that you wake up with a positive frame of mind. And then don't be annoyed with yourself when you skip a day or a week or a month. Just come back to it when you're ready. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be positive about the small changes. And I will speak to you on the next podcast for some positivity. Take care and be kind.